Blackstone Audio presents The Tycoons, How Andrew Carnegie, John D. Rockefeller, Jay Gould, and J.P. Morgan Invented the American Super Economy, by Charles R. Morris. To Leo, for freely sharing his extensive knowledge of railroad technology. Preface. There are no official league tables for most powerful country, but by about 1895, America had clearly outdistanced the pack. Few people recognized it at the time. British officials were merely annoyed in 1899 when they realized that they would have to finance their Boer War in America. Just a dozen or so years later, however, the British were in a near panic at the possibility that America might put its financial weight behind Germany. America was not only the most populous of industrial countries, but the richest by any standard. Per capita income, natural resource endowment, industrial production, the value of its farmlands and factories. It dominated world markets, not just in steel and oil, but in wheat and cotton. It ran huge trade surpluses in goods and was gaining preeminence in financial services. Its people were the most mobile, the most productive, the most inventive, and, on average, the best educated. It did not have much to say for itself in literature and the arts, but that time would come. Nor did it have the biggest army, nor nearly the biggest navy. But no thinking person doubted those deficiencies could be remedied with but a few years' attention. Attentive European elites were